AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Pope Leo is urging the U.S. and Iran to return to peace talks. With tensions rising in the Strait of Hormuz as he was ending his trip to Africa, the pontiff called for a new culture of peace.
La questione di Iran è evidentemente molto complessa.
The Pope said the situation in Iran is clearly very complex. The negotiations themselves are uncertain. One day Iran says yes, the U.S. says no, and vice versa. We do not know where this will lead, and this has created a chaotic situation, critical for the global economy. But there is also an entire population in Iran of innocent people who are suffering because of this war. The Pope also said the question should be about how to promote the values we believe in without the deaths of so many innocents. The Pope's Africa trip was dominated by the very public back and forth between him and President Trump over the war. On social media, the president said he ordered the Navy to shoot and kill any boat that is putting mines in the Strait of Hormuz, and minesweepers are clearing the strait right now. The military seized another tanker associated with the smuggling of Iranian oil. It's unclear when or if the two sides will meet for negotiations. President Trump's acting attorney general signed an order reclassifying state-licensed marijuana as a less dangerous drug.
It's a major policy shift long sought by advocates who say cannabis should never have been treated like heroin by the federal government. The order does not legalize marijuana for medical or recreational use, but the order changes the way marijuana is regulated, shifting licensed medical marijuana from Schedule 1 to the less strictly regulated Schedule 3. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says he's delivering on the Republican president's promise to expand access to medical treatment options. Critics say the order sends a confusing message. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oil prices are higher, stocks are lower. This is AP News. Two doctoral students at the University of South Florida are missing.
Zamil Limon and Nahida Bristy, both 27 and from Bangladesh, disappeared from the campus in Tampa, Florida on April 16th. Limon, studying geography and environmental science, was last seen at his student apartment. Bristy, a chemical engineering student, was last seen at a campus science building. A family friend contacted authorities last Friday after failing to reach the couple. Friends say the lack of communication is out of character. No further details have been released. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The National Transportation Safety Board says all new school buses should be equipped with alcohol detection systems to ensure drivers are not intoxicated. The new recommendation comes out of an investigation of a West Virginia crash that led to the amputation of one boy's leg and caused serious injuries to two others. The driver was sentenced to up to 110 years in prison. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.